What's up, man? All right, guys. So I am at the Opera House in Lviv, top balcony. Guys, the ticket here starts at like $3, you know, anywhere from $3 to like $10, you know, and $10, I'm up here, balcony, got my own damn seat, you know. Heck, you can't even get into an American pub for under $10, you know. But so this is the world famous Lviv Opera. We're gonna be watching Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It's gonna start in a couple of minutes. That's a band down there, you know. Guess they're doing band stuff to get ready for the main production. It's gonna be about 4 hours. So again, it's gonna be Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, you know. World famous Lviv Opera, you know. How many of you guys can actually say you've been to an opera? How many of you guys can say you actually been to an opera in freaking Europe, let alone Ukraine, let alone Lviv? Not many of you guys can say that, you know. I know Coach Bitchville can't say that. They won't let him out of Australia because God knows what type of STDs he'll bring back into the country. But yeah, guys, world famous Lviv Opera House, okay, guys? And just to let you guys know, when it comes to relationships with women, you know, once a woman has kids, you're gonna get zeroed out as a man. Like Richard Cooper says, you know, a woman will eventually zero you out of the relationship, where eventually you're just gonna be the guy paying the bills and driving them around, you know? That's just how most relationships are, even here in Ukraine, okay, guys? So I don't want anybody there to think that getting zeroed out is only an American thing. No, no. All women do that, dudes. All women will zero you out once the kids come into the picture, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, here in Ukraine, women go for stability over pretty much anything else, you know. That's just how it is here in Ukraine, which actually works in our favor, because let's be honest, as MGTOW men, we're usually saner and more stable than the average guy out there. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna, yeah, this is gonna begin in a couple of minutes, so I'm just gonna let this run as, you know, the band begins to pick up, you know. I think they're fine-tuning their equipment. I never been to an opera before, guys. Again, my ticket here was only like less than $9, you know. So tickets begin at $100 of their money, which is like what, less than $3, you know. So it goes anywhere from like $3 all the way up to like $10, $11 if you wanted to like be front center row down there. As you guys know, I'm the type of guy who likes to hang up, you know, in the balcony by himself. You know, I only have like 2 seats over here. Hopefully I have the whole row to myself, you know, that would be awesome. Again, it's only a 4 hour production. That's like flying from Miami to Colombia. Actually, flying from Miami to Colombia is like 3 hours and some minutes, you know. So, but we're gonna be entertained here, guys, okay? We're gonna be entertained. So, I'm gonna let you know at the end how it goes. If it was entertaining, should be. I mean, you got all these people in here, you know. They're not paying money to be here for no reason, right? So, I have the whole road to myself, guys. If I have the whole road to myself, I'll probably move a couple of seats down. That way I get a better angle so I don't have to, like, twist my neck, you know. The show should start in, like, a couple of minutes. So far, nobody has come in. You know, you have to keep in mind, guys, most people are not gonna get, like, balcony seats like I would, you know. You have to understand, you know, $9 to me and you as an American, that ain't nothing. But to them, that's literally half a day of working to get that money. So, you know, like one DoorDash delivery, guys, is enough for me to buy a ticket here and then also buy my food with a little bit left over just to go to the pub and have some fun, you know. This is why I'm telling you guys out there, man. Ukraine is where it's at, you know. I know some of you guys like to say, oh, Omar, it's a war zone. Dude, we're 40 miles away from the Polish border, dude. The war is on the other side of the country. I think I've showed you enough videos that if by walking around, you would never ever know that there's a war going on, you know. It's like the war doesn't even exist here. And again, Lviv is the number one city in Ukraine right about now. The population here doubled in the past 2 years, you know. So what does that tell you guys? Here in Lviv, war doesn't register with people, you know. So you guys out there, you MGTOW guys, this is where you want to be. Lviv, again, I can't stress this enough. We're only 40, 45 miles away from the Polish border. The war is on the other side of the country, you know? And Ukraine is a big country, guys. Ukraine is like the biggest country in all of Europe, okay? Do you know how far the other side of Ukraine is? That's well over 1,000 miles away, you know? That's like you living in Miami and there's a war going on in freaking New York, you know? It doesn't even register with you, you know? It's like when I was in small town USA and Black Lives Matter was like burning down cities in Detroit and Chicago. Don't bother me, I'm 1,000+ miles away. Same thing here, dude. The people are, Lviv is well over 1,000 miles away from the war areas and stuff like that. So you're totally safe here in Lviv. You guys can probably end up getting a residency here. And from my understanding, guys, if you get a residency in Ukraine, that will allow you to also travel around Europe for a year because of the war, you know. I'm going to have to clarify that with the lawyer. But from my understanding, guys, getting a Ukrainian residency, it's only a matter of, like, paying money, going to a consulate, and that's it. You get a one-year residency, a lot of good things with that residency, including, you know, traveling around the European Union for the term limit of that residency. Because of the war, you know, Ukrainians can actually go around Europe because of the war, you know. So in a way, guys, this war is good for us as foreigners and expats. Like I said before, you know, a lot of foreigners like myself who are self-made, you know, they're adventurous, they're high IQ, they're here in Ukraine, they're in Lviv, they're loving it, dudes. Anyway, guys, I'll let you know how it goes with the theater production later on. Peace.